This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo, and with me in just a moment is a powerful guest leading an amazing movement that is not just an event, but it is a movement that is shaping the future for the return of Christ. We'll be right back with that story in just a moment.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
I'm John Matarazzo, and I'm here with Reverend Kevin Jessup, who is the co-chair with Jonathan Kahn of The Return. And you might remember that last year in 2020, in September, there was a large group of believers that joined together on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for a time that was powerful, filled with repentance and prayers. And their heart for this was that it would not just be an event for one day, but it would really start a movement. And Jonathan Kahn, his book, The Return, came out around that same time, and we just really felt like this was a huge launching point. And Reverend Kevin Jessup, it's great to have you on the Charisma News Podcast to talk about what is coming up next. But first, I want to hear, what was the result from last year, and can you talk about that?
Well, John, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much. And we also have a new book coming out called 1159, The Midnight Hour, because we feel like we're not in the midnight hour, but maybe in the last minute. It is 1159. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what happened after the return in D.C., where a remnant bride of Christ rose up and came during the beginning of some what we call the redemptive mm-hmm. judgments to repent and ask God to have mercy on us in the midst of these judgments. And it was similar to a Nineveh moment where Jonah came in and said, 40 days and it's all over. And so he called a sacred solemn assembly and everybody came and there was repentance. And so this was 40 days before the election. And President Trump did join us in that event by signing a proclamation, joining his heart with the return for repentance. And so God moved on that day. The actual ground moved, and there was thunder, and people thought that that was a sound effect, but it was actually God moving. And it was amazing to see over 200,000 people in the National Mall weeping on their face before God, asking for mercy in the midst of the days that we find ourselves in. And so when this remnant bride cried out, I believe God heard the cries. And so after the return, we started getting phone calls, which we had prayed for, that the Lord would move on major prayer leaders, denomination heads, and lay people around the world crying out for this continuation of this movement for prayer and repentance. And so we got calls from Israel and Australia and Asia and throughout Europe and Africa. In fact, Dr. Shio, who I work with at Save the Persecuted Christians, which I chair, he and I began to talk. He was at the return. He was deeply moved. And there were young people from all across 16 states in Africa who started doing prayer walks based upon what they felt was the fire of God in D.C. And so we saw a whole youth movement. Then Jonathan Kahn and I began to work with thousands of pastors across Africa. And of course, back in 2014, 15, 16, I was working very intently as a crusade director here in America with Reinhard Bonnke when he moved to our area down here in Florida. And I would pray with him early in the morning in his home. And it was quite a time to have shared those years with Reverend Bonnke, as he planted so many seeds across Africa.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, in one of the prayer marches recently, we had several of our young people who were unfortunately killed. Mm-hmm. They were slain in the middle of a prayer march just because they were marching for the name of Jesus.
Wow.
and it was quite a debacle. So,
and where was this?
This was in, I want to say Gombe, but we had about 18 pictures. I just saw the pictures and their names again this morning. I sent them to someone. They were murdered for their faith. And of course, you know, we have 320 million people across the world today running under the threat of persecution, and 60% of those are children. Mm. In fact, 26 million people have been martyred for their faith in the last 100 years, which is more than the previous 1900 years combined. So we are living in the most dangerous times ever to be alive as a believer in Messiah or Jesus. Yeah. And if you're a follower of Jesus, John 15 says you will face persecution, that the servant is not above the master. But the good news is he said, hey, I've overcome the world. And so we thank God for victory in the shed blood of Christ at the cross. And that finished work enables us to walk in victory, and we thank the Lord for it. So, but that in Israel, we are planning to return to Israel, but we're going through all the continents. And tomorrow we'll have people from every single continent in over 180 nations around the world. As we did in D.C., we had 183 nations broadcasting to nearly 50 million people in over 90 languages. So the movement continues, and I think tomorrow we're going to see a great move of God around the nations, especially in Africa, but in other continents as well.
So how can people watch or join in on this? Because people that are listening to this podcast, I mean, this goes around the world. What's an option for people that can't be there in person? And we're talking about an event that's happening on September 10th and 11th. We just want to make sure that everybody is able to connect with that and to join in from wherever they are. Just like we did with the return last year, I was in Pittsburgh and I was able to join in and watch on the TV and pray and join in the Spirit, because we know there's no distance in the Spirit. So how can somebody join in?
Praise God. It's very simple. They can just go to thereturn.org/live and they can view three separate broadcasts, one from Africa. And then on September 11th, we'll be broadcasting from, I think it's noon till 9, the Redigging the Wells, which will have people from every continent around the world and many, many nations praying, Redigging the Wells of Revival. And then from 11:59 on September 11th, 11:59 a.m. until 2 p.m., we'll be hosting the Romans 9/11 One New Man Conference. And it's going to be a great, great day. But in Africa, we have delegations from many nations across Africa coming to Ibadan, Nigeria, to pray and repent and cry out to the Lord for salvation and for restoration and for reconciliation. And the body of Christ is coming together now to work in ways that we've never seen before. And I've always said, if the body of Christ could come together in unity, like John 17 says, the governments of this world would tremble. And I believe that's about to happen.
So you just said something that I want some clarification to. You said churches are coming together to do things that we've never seen before. What are some of those things that we've never seen before? And what do you think is the catalyst for those actually coming together? Like, how do those walls come down?
Well, I think, you know, part of it's just the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, he's like the tide. He rolls in, he rolls out. About every 500 years, you see this huge Reformation. You know, it was in 1517 that Luther had the Reformation. And then in 2017, we watched as the embassy in Tel Aviv moved to Jerusalem. And so, you know, when we talk about the restitution of all things or restoration, we're watching it happen in Israel right now. And everything centers around Israel. Uh-huh. The land is being restored, as in Ezekiel 36. Right. The city of Jerusalem, the eternal city of peace, is being restored. And it's rising. And the people, Aliyah, the return to Israel, all three of the restorations of the land, the city, God's eternal city, and the people are in play. So since 1947, 73 years ago, I believe that's when the restitution of all things began. God's calendar is returning back to the way it was when we first started. So I believe we started with an Acts 2 church, mm-hmm. and we're going to end up with an Acts 2 church.
Amen. Amen.
Which also means there'll be an increase in persecution for believers. But I do believe three things that God is doing right now. Number one, very quickly, he's cleansing the temple. There are redemptive judgments that are coming, but he's going to have a spectacular supernatural turnaround of mercy for a remnant bride to come in. So there's a cleansing of the temple like there was the first time he came. And number two, he's allowing his body to enter into the rest. You know, in Hebrews, it talks about there's yet a rest to be entered into. Even in the times of the Israelites, through the days of the judges and the prophets, there was a rest that was not entered into. And God now is allowing his body to enter into a rest, a peace, joy of the Holy Spirit that we've never known before. And I like to think about Stephen when he was martyred. He said, "Lord, don't hold this against them." Hmm. And he was looking into the heavens and he saw Jesus stand up. And I'm sure the angels thought, "Why is Jesus standing up?" But he was standing up because Stephen was coming. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that God is doing. He's allowing his body to enter into a rest based upon the finished work of his shed blood at Calvary. And the third thing he's doing, he's infusing us with a backbone of titanium, the faith and fire of the spirit of Elijah, just like John the Baptist had. You know, the message hasn't changed in 2,000 years. It's still repent. Make way for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so repentance is key. Out of that comes reconciliation. Then comes restoration. And then revival. And finally, reformation. So God is cleansing the temple. He's allowing his body to enter into the rest. And he's infusing us with the fire of Elijah. And I believe that as the scripture says, when Jesus says, "I will arise for the sake of my own name," because there comes a time when his name has been dragged through the mire and the mud, and he says, "Enough is enough." And when he arises, that same spirit of Elijah will arise within the remnant body of Christ. And we're about to see the greatest move of God, and the church is coming together. The Holy Spirit is preparing us for this moment. We're working together now as we've never done before. And I'm grateful to the Lord and the Holy Spirit for it.
So you're seeing a unity in the body of Christ that you haven't seen before in your many years of ministry.
Yeah, I believe that there's especially in the Western world, there's been such this desire for success and ambition in the ministry that it's caused many to just have this gross need for recognition.
Right.
And it's not about that. It's about humility and servanthood. And so I believe that that God is raising up shepherds after his own heart now. And that's part of that cleansing process that's happening. So it's not about us. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he completed and where he's headed. And just like Revelation 4, 6, and 7, when John saw those 24 elders around the throne saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, for he was, he is, and he is to come, and he hasn't changed." And the word is the only thing that'll be left standing when it's all over. So praise God.
Amen. Amen. You know, you said earlier that your vision, you and Jonathan Kahn, your vision for this was that it would not just be an event, but a movement. But every movement needs to start with an event. And the event that we witnessed last year that happened in Washington, D.C., we weren't the only ones watching. You told me about some people that were watching in Israel. And just the response from that has opened up some interesting doors. Would you mind just talking a little bit about that and how God is using those connections right now?
Oh, praise God. Yeah, I was in Jerusalem in 2017 after being invited by President Rivlin to the Knesset to be part of a small group of 500 people at the very first Jerusalem prayer breakfast. And it was there that one of the keynote speakers, a leading Orthodox rabbi in the Knesset, who recently ran for president of Israel, became a dear friend of mine, and we've been communicating. After the return, when I got home, I received a phone call from him, and he said, "I've never seen so many Christians praying in the name of Yeshua and blowing shofars all around the world." He said, "This is amazing. Can you bring the return to Israel?" Hmm. And so 2 weeks ago, he spent 2 weeks here in America with us, And we had him speaking in churches and broadcasts all around the country for 2 weeks. And we are planning the Return to Israel, where all the nations will eventually come to Israel. This will be a very unique situation, completely different than Washington, D.C. We'll have prophetic acts throughout the country of Israel with teaching and worship, all on film, put on an app in different languages, similar to what we know today as the Chosen app, with teaching and worship. And we have film that's never been seen before of the restoration of Israel from the 1840s up and through today, where we actually show Ezekiel 36, the restoration of the land and the city of Jerusalem and the return of the people. So it's an amazing time to be alive as the church age is coming to a close and the return of Christ. I'm not a prognosticator, but we're in the neighborhood.
So yeah. I don't think anybody doubts that, you know, that has lived through 2020 and 2021. You know, we're seeing the groanings and the birth pangs of, you know, what is to come. And we need to be ready. We need to make sure that we are in right standing with God and that we have returned and repented. You know, the date that you guys are doing this event and the event last year, you know, we look at it and you say, okay, so it was, you know, late September last year and it's early September this year. What's the significance of that? Well, you said, you know, it's the Hebrew calendar, it's the Jewish calendar. Could you explain the importance and the significance of these particular days?
Well, you know, I think it was this year, September 6th was Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the new year. Last year on the Jewish calendar, last year on Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, Judge Ginsburg died. Mm-hmm. 10 days later, on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, I think the new Supreme Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett was nominated, mm-hmm. or inaugurated, whatever. However, she
was nominated. Yeah.
Office. Yeah. So during those 10 days, those are the most important 10 days in the Jewish calendar. It's a new year. It's the day of repentance, and on Friday last year, it was September 26th. Was what they call Shabbat Shuvah. Shabbat Shuvah is actually the day of return and repentance. Mm-hmm. And so this year, Shabbat Shuvah falls on September 11th. And it's also a Shemitah year. So it's a year of debt forgiveness. It's a year of restoration. And so this is a very special year. So I believe... And we did a thing called trumpetstotabernacles.org, and you can see a one-hour special there about this very thing. And during the season of what we call Teshuvah, Shabbat Shuvah, Shabbat's every Friday. This Friday, September 11th, is Shabbat Shuvah, the very day of the return and repentance. So we're doing the return on the very day of return.
Wow.
It's an amazing day.
So... not only is it the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of the attack on 9/11, this same day on our calendar, once the different calendars line up, you see that God really wants us to return. We've seen where doing things our own way can take us, and now it's time for us to return and turn things over to God. And it's the fact that it's a Shemitah year, which is powerful in itself. And to see all these things coming together at that same time, we need to really respond. And I just want to encourage everybody to make sure that you go to thereturn.org to find out more information about this. Thereturn.org/live is how you can watch these live events. And then if you want to learn more about what Kevin was just talking about, trumpetstotabernacles.org, or is that .com?
Yeah, trumpetstotabernacles.org.
Yeah,
you'll see a special there, and that's going all around the world as well. So there's a lot of things happening during this week, and the whole world is waking up to the fact that the only solution is Jesus.
Amen.
There's no government, there's no economy, there's no military, there's no education system. What we're fighting now is a spiritual battle that we've never seen, and it's a global battle.
Yes,
so we're
seeing
a dark cabal antichrist system rising up, and at the same time, the Holy Spirit is rising up in the hearts of believers all around the world. And not in a violent way, but in a way where we're returning back to the Lord in all humility.
Amen. Amen. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for leading the charge for this, the return movement. Again, this is not just an event, a one-time thing, but this is an ongoing movement, and we're seeing momentum coming from this as well. Again, go to thereturn.org for more information. And Kevin, thank you so much for talking about this and letting us know what God is doing in the headlines and how we can be a part of that too.
Hallelujah. John, thank you. And thank Charisma for all that you do for the body of Christ around the world. This is what an incredible ministry. And thank you for the opportunity to join you today. Bless all you and your viewers.
God bless you. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.